يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praise be to Allah, the most significant, the most merciful, and bear witness that there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, Almighty Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last final messenger of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our series for the interpretation of Surah Maryam, Blessed Mary, peace be upon her. And we started last week for the introduction for the surah. What is the purpose for the surah to be revealed from Allah Azza wa Jal, and what is the aim and the goal of the chapter of the surah? And today, inshallah, we will start with the interpretations of the verses, tafsir al-ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, of Surah Maryam. And just we will take every time few verses to learn about these verses, the meaning and the wisdom, the secrets behind these verses. And if you are willing to memorize these verses, it will be a good opportunity because you will know the ma'na, the meaning of these verses. It will help you out to memorize them. And when you memorize with the meaning, it will remain longer in your memory, in your heart, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we will start with some verses talking about Sayyidina Zakaria, Prophet Zakari, peace be upon him. And the ayah started right away after the letters, the individual letters in the beginning. Kaf, Ya, Ha, Ya, Ayin. After that, right away, Allah mentioned, Dhikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. Dhikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. We have a chance to read the verses just for Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For anyone who would like to memorize them, I will recite the verses in the beginning. Inshallah, we will go with the meaning of the verses after that. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kaf ha ya ayn sad. Dhikru rahmati rabbika 'abdahu Zakariya. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا. صدق الله العظيم. These are the verses that we will study today. Only seven verses, six verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Sayyidina Zakariya. And just this is the special halqa. This is the special time for you guys, for young men and young women. And I really, I would love to give you chance to learn about Quran and to study about Quran, please, if you could really make yourself available for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these few minutes and just concentrate and focus, because we are dealing with the words of Allah, and it will be a nice way if we pay attention when we study about any other knowledge in the world. We have to show respect for that knowledge, but when we study about the knowledge of Allah and the words of Allah, we have to be more respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is just my advice. It's up to you. If you have really sincere intention to learn and to study about the Quran, you know, our scholars used to say, Al-Quran, لا يعطيك بعضه إلا إذا أعطيته كلك. You have to give yourself completely 100% for the Quran, and the Quran will give you some of its meaning or its ma'na. And if you give yourself 100% for the Quran will give you some of it. But if you do not give yourself for the Quran will give you nothing. And this is the idea. Just, you need to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a different mentality. Because He knows what we hide in our chests and our hearts. He knows, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And when we come to deal with Allah Azza wa Jal, we have to be very careful, because He knows about what we hide in our hearts and our minds. And this is my advice, my humble advice for myself and for my brothers and sisters today. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. ذكر رحمة ربك means, you know, mention the mercy of your Lord toward His servant Zachariah. What is the mercy of Allah toward His servant Zachariah? ذكر رحمة ربك عبده, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ذكر رحمة ربك أو محمد عبده زكريا. When he called his Lord, إذ نادى ربه نداء خفية. رحمة ربك, the mercy of your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember last time when we start with this verse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of the surah His mercy. And you will see how many times that Allah mentioned His mercy within the chapter of Maryam. 16 times the name of Ar-Rahman was mentioned because of Rahmati Rabbika, the mercy of your Lord. And the most merciful, Ar-Rahman means the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated to 16 times in the same chapter. The whole chapter, it's 98 verses. Subhanallah, 16 verses of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His name of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And you can see, when you deal with the most merciful, don't worry, because He will shower you with His mercy. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عبده زكريا. When we remember the mercy of Allah and whatever we have done badly against Him, don't worry about that, because He called Himself the most merciful. Don't make yourself doubt, even if you disobeyed Him so many times, even if you was dealing with the major sins, don't worry about that. Just rethink again about your Lord, the most merciful, and He will accept you. He will accept your sincere repentance when you decide to go back to Him. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. You know Sayyidina Zakariya. When did Sayyidina Zakariya start to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When? In the beginning of his life, or in the middle of his life, or in the end of his life?
in the end. Why? You can see, he mentioned his condition, that he has very, very weak bones and he has gray hair. That means in very old age. But why he mentioned that in very late age that he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? What is the purpose for that?
Because like in the beginning of your life, it's like easier to do it. Even like if you don't make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. But at the end of your life, people are stopped like having the ability
yeah.
to have kids. So making dua to Allah, the only
good,
way to do
good
it.
Job. Why Sayyidina Zakariya did this special supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end of his life? And when he saw who? Blessed Mary, Allah yiftah alayk, blessed Mary, when he saw a different kind of fruits that she had, qala ya Maryam, anna laki hadha, how come that you have fruits, the fruits of the winter in the time of summer, and the fruits of the summer in the time of winter, how come? And she replied back to him, قالت هو من عند الله. She said to him, you know, all the fruits that you see, it's from Allah. In that moment, Zakariya alayhi salam realized, subhanAllah, even he used to do dua before that, and Allah accepted his supplication all the time, but he did not pay attention. He could make dua in this old age, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him. And it will learn, it will help us to learn, it will teach us, when see pious people, we have to absorb, we have to receive a good condition from them, and it will encourage us to imitate them. Sayyidina Zakariya, even he is a prophet of Allah, subhanAllah. But he did not realize until he saw Maryam alayhi salam, she has the fruits in different kind of fruits. And هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. In that moment, Zakariya raised his voice to make supplication to his Lord. And this is our lesson tonight. When you see some good people and you wish to imitate them, you wish to have the same condition with Allah like them, and they will remind you to do supplication and to worship your Lord all the time. And in the other hand, when you see bad people, they will make you down, they will mock at you, they will criticize you, they will force you to run away from your religion. See now, and this is the environment that the story of Zakariya alayhi salam taught us. When he looked at Blessed Mary and he learned from her, subhanAllah, even she wasn't a prophet in that time, and she wasn't a prophet in any time. She was a pious person, only, you know, a pious servant for Allah, for the sake of Allah. And don't look at people around you. If you do not have your PhD, I will not listen to you. If you do not pray five times at the masjid, I will not follow you. SubhanAllah. You know, just take the wisdom from the tongue of any person. As long as this is a good wisdom for you, this is a good thing for you to follow. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفي. When he called his Lord, and this is will give us, whatever you have from bad conditions, don't give up to call your Lord anytime. Don't rely in anyone around you except your Lord. And this is a good direction when you get lost in this life and you realize that you have a Lord, you're gonna call him and you're gonna speak with him and he will listen to you. إذ نادى ربه نداء خفية. النداء, when you call loudly. But why Allah says خفية, a private call? How come? نداء, to raise your voice and to call somebody, oh, brother, you know, to raise your voice, nida. Because nida al-munada, you know, when you call somebody who is far away from you, it's not near to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned about وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when my servant asked you, O Muhammad, about me, tell them I'm very near to them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَى. But for Sayyidina Zakaria, he called his Lord very loud. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And the scholar mentioned, you know, he called his Lord during the night, no one can hear him. If you stay at your room during the night and pray and cry, let your tears come out. No, there is no showing off, because no one can see you except your Lord. And this is the point. He was praying lonely by himself, no one can see him. And now the Quran mentioned, nada, he called his Lord with the very loud voice. But khafiyya, he hid it. Khafiyya, or in the private way, he did not share with anyone. Because people might be jealous with you when they listen to your supplication. Oh Allah, give me a wealth, or give me a child, or give me a wife, or give me, you know, people might mock at you when they listen what you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you try to keep it secret between you and Allah. And this is a good point. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repeat the question, or to repeat the supplication so many times. Don't give up. Because every single time when you ask Allah, you will be rewarded. Even in this worldly life or in hereafter. Don't listen to shaitan to say, I asked Allah so many times and he did not answer. I will give up. No, don't give up. When you look at Sayyidina Zakaria, his condition, subhanAllah, you know, he had hopeless condition. Why? When he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Allah, Sayyidina Zakaria mentioned his bones. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. He said to his Lord, oh my Lord, my bones become weak. And the gray hair, you know, spread in my head like the fire, when the fire spread in the wood. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. He started with the bones. Do you know why he started with the bones? And we have really a good wisdom in this verse. I would like to pay attention for it. He started with the bones. Can we see our bones in regular time or not? Can you see your bones now? No or yes?
No.
Can you see the gray hair from some old people or not?
Yes. Yeah.
You see, he had two conditions. He mentioned about some hidden condition. Nobody can see it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni wahana al-azmu minni. Oh Allah, I have nothing to do. You know, my request is impossible to happen. But I trust you, and I put my trust in you, and you can do it for me. For us, when we have really a bad condition and we have no hope, you know, it's dark. But because we put our trust in Allah, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our condition with the good condition. Because of that hope and that trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond back to us, and Allah will change it. If you look at the condition of Sayyidina Zakaria, no one has his condition. He's very old. His bones is very weak. The gray hair covered his head already. I will not be unhappy with your supplication. You never make me down for all previous life that I had. When I used to ask you, you accepted my supplication right away. Jazakallah khairan, Doctor. Yeah, see? SubhanAllah, it's really, wallahi, when we put our conditions with the condition of Sayyidina Zakaria, physically, we are much better than him. I'm not talking about the prophethood or the condition that Allah gave him. I'm talking about our life today. Alhamdulillah, we are healthy. Alhamdulillah, we are wealthy. Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah. What do we need more than this? Then why we do not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we do not rely on Allah Azza wa Jal? Why we do not put our trust in Allah? We need to learn how to put our trust in Allah, like Sayyidina Zakaria did. He started with the bones, because this is something hidden. Nobody can figure it out. And why bones? You know, the Arab man, he said, we had difficulties for 3 years. The first year hit the fat. السنة الأولى أذهبت الشحم. والسنة الثانية أذهبت اللحم. والسنة الثالثة أذهبت العظم. You have 3 years. The first years, you know, hit the fat. And the second year affected the flesh, the meat. And the third year affected the bones. Means bones is the main core of the body. When they built the car, they have the instruction of the car, the construction of the car, and you put all the pieces on the chassis of the car. And the same idea for human beings, we have the bones, then we have the flesh, then we have after that, you know, the extra more than the flesh, which is the fat. SubhanAllah, when you couldn't find the food for a few days, you will survive, it's okay. But more than this, it will affect your fat. Your fat will disappear. Everybody will be happy with this condition. You agree with me? Me too. You know, SubhanAllah. And this is why when we deal with the siyam, with the fasting, SubhanAllah, you will lose weight. Some people, they gain weight in Ramadan. I don't know how, but this is the point. Because they have peace of mind, mashallah. And after that, when you see people dealing with the hunger, you see that the skin stretch on the bones, and after that, the bones will remain, you know, less and more than the flesh and the fat. Even when somebody died, what happened? You know, for a few days, the worms will eat the body, and what will remain after that, the bones, stay for a long time. And this is why Sayyidina Zakaria mentioned, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Why he did not say, you know, my body is tired? Because it's not make sense. When you say, you know, like the Al-Fasiha, a lady, an Arabian lady, she came to complain to Khalifa and to say, you know, إِنَّ الْفِئْرَانَ لَمْ يَجِدْنَا الطَّعَامَ فِي بَيْتِنَا. The mouse cannot find the food at my house. What that means? What the mouse will eat? You know, just the very, very tiny pieces of bread. If the tiny pieces of bread is not available, that means the rest of the family are hungry. And he got her point. Yeah, SubhanAllah. إِنَّ الْفِئْرَانَ يَشْتَكِينَ الْجُوعَ فِي بَيْتِنَا. You know, the mouse are complaining from hunger at our house. Means the family has nothing to do. There is no food at house. And Sayyidina Zakaria, he used the same mentality to say, oh Allah, my bones is very weak. Means, you know, whatever more than the bones, it's more weak than the bones. And this is something nobody can see it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person can feel it. But I cannot tell if your bones has a pain or not. But you can tell if your bones, you know, has pain or not. Usually when the person become old, they have pain in their bones. This is the point. And he tried to give another reflection about his condition, and he talked about somebody can see his condition from outside. And he said, وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Now everybody can tell. When you see the person to say, he's a 20s, he's 30s, he's 40s, he's 50s, he's 70s, he's 90s, you can tell from how many gray hair that he or she has in his head or her head. And he mentioned something hidden first, and he realized maybe, you know, his condition is not clear for everybody, and he mentioned something everybody can see. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْلًا. Even though I have very weak bones, I have gray hair in my head, and what? But I will not make myself down, and I will not lose hope in Allah's mercy. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّةِ. Shaqiyya here, you know, unhappy. And he said, I never asked you before, and you never refused my request. And I have the same way about you, O my Lord. When I ask you something, you will do it for me, like you used to do it for me in the previous time. And when he mentioned about وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا, subhanAllah, they mentioned that the bones is the main core for the body. And the bones will be as the storage for the entire body, for the fuel for the body, the energy for the body. It will stay in the bones. And the bones will distribute this energy to every limb of the body, or every all the limbs of the body. And the most important part of the body, the brain. Subhanallah, this is why the brain connected with the bones for all bodies. And if any other part of the body died, there is hope to revive it. Even the heart. If your heart stopped, they can do something to return it to life again. But if the brain stopped, no hope for life anymore. And this is why the brain connected with the bones for all the body, you know, to provide the brain with all supplies to stay alive. And for the bones for the body as the wood for the fire. When you have the fire and you put the pieces of wood, the flame of the fire will increase all the time. After a while, if you do not continue put the wood into the fire, what will happen? The wood becomes as charcoal. Make sense? Yeah. Has the heat and the fire, but has no flame. Flame means, which is the energy for the body. Make sense? Do you know why Sayyidina Zakaria chose these different things, the bones and the gray hair? SubhanAllah, it's very, you know, very unique way to describe his condition. When the fire has a wood, when you feed the fire, when you put the fuel into the fire, the flame of the fire will increase as much as you put wood into the fire. If you stop providing fire with the wood, the flame will go down. until the fire will extinguish. No fire anymore. And this is the same idea. The energy in the body, I know I spend more time for this point, but I try to give you an idea how Sayyidina Zakaria chose his supplication to tell Allah, I can do nothing if you do not choose to help me out. And this is for us. We can do nothing if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help us out. You got it? You know, this is the point that Sayyidina Zakaria explained about himself. And he explained another purpose. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. I fear the successors or my cousins or my kinship or my big family. When I die and they will not take care of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah to give me a son from my bad. Because I know how to teach him to convey the message of Allah. I do not trust my kinship. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And this is a third condition that Sayyidina Zakaria explained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَاقِر means the woman is not able to be pregnant. She never had pregnancy in her life. They call the barn or some
barn,
you know. She is not able to have a child. You know, he's very old and his wife is not able to have a child. Yeah, you're talking about something impossible right now, because she's aqim. The word of aqir means aqim. Aqim, amra'atun aqim, she is not able to be pregnant. Rajulun aqim, he has no children from his back. He might adopt some children, but not his own children from any other woman. Or rihun aqim, the wind has no goodness at all. And this is why Allah described al-rih al-aqim when he decided to destroy a certain people. Al-rih al-aqim. Rih aqim has no khair at all. Has only punishment. And Sayyidina Zakaria explained that he is afraid of his kinship or his cousins or his family members, that they will not take care of the religion of Allah after him when he died. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a child from his back. فَهَبِلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Why he asked مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from your offspring, from your bounties, from your side, from your mercy. Because the condition that I have probably will not allow me to have a child, because I'm very old. You can tell about my bones, about my gray hair, and my wife, she's not able to have a child, and we're talking about something impossible. But if you decide to give me, no one can reject it. No one can refuse it. And he said, مِن لَدُنْكَ. Sometime when we have exam, we study very well, but we, subhanAllah, during the exam, you know, everything disappeared. Now, you have no way to pass unless if you really connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how many hours that I spend for this exam to study and to prepare myself. But subhanAllah, something happened. Suddenly, I don't know what happened. And this is the point. We need to learn how to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any moment in our life. And we have to realize we cannot do it unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you know, help us out. And this is why Sayyidina Zakaria says, فَهَبِلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ. You know, because no one will ask إِذَا مَلِكِ الْمُلُوكِ إِذَا وَهَبْ لَا تَسْأَلَنَّ عَنِ السَّبَبِ. The king of kingdom, the king of kings, if he just gave somebody something, do not ask about the means or about the purpose for that. You know, he granted him some wealth or some position or some, it's okay. You cannot reject. And this is what Sayyidina Zakaria mentioned. And he explained why he asked for a child. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. كلمة يَرِثُنِي, to be inheritor, to take my inheritance. And the scholars have different opinion. The inheritance here, is it wealth or the religion? Some of them, they said the wealth. Because, you know, Sayyidina Zakaria, his wife, you know, the sister of Blessed Mary, peace be upon her, and they came from the offspring of Sayyidina Sulaiman. And you know Sayyidina Sulaiman, how he was very rich. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Sulaiman, he was a king prophet, but he was very, very rich. And the one opinion, they said, يَرِثُنِي, you know, to take my inheritance, to take my wealth. And he was afraid if he doesn't have a boy or if he doesn't have a son, and his kingship will take his money and they might spend the money in wrong way, and he will be sharing in the sin with them. Subhanallah. See how he was looking at his wealth, at his money. He wasn't agreeing to leave just his wealth for his kingship or his family, and they will waste the money and they will spend the money, because not all of them are prophets like Sayyidina Zakaria. In your own family, you might have a one pious person and other person is not pious. Make sense? And don't assume that all of them are prophets, because Allah explained some of them are good and some of them are bad. And this is what we need. When you see yourself within your family that you are good, you are pious, you are righteous, you know you have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not criticize other members around you that you are only the person who is praying, the only the person who knows how to recite Quran. Don't really mock at them. You have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose you and that He taught you how to be pious and how to be righteous. And this is the first opinion of our scholars. They said, يَرِثُنِي to take my inheritance of wealth. But the majority of opinions, they said, يَرِثُنِي means to take over. For after my death, they will lead the mankind through the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he mentioned, وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, from the family of Jacob, peace be upon him, the father of Sayyidina Yusuf, Ya'qub alayhi salam. And Ya'qub alayhi salam, you know, he came from Sayyidina Ishaq, Isaac, and Sayyidina Ishaq came from Sayyidina Ibrahim. All of them, you know, came from one side of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is only the one came from another side of Sayyidina Ibrahim, which is Sayyidina Ismail. We have Ishmael and we have Isaac, those two sons of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And from their offspring, all the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them in one side, the Bani Israel, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself from the another side, from Sayyidina Ismail. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Sayyidina Zakaria, واجعله ربي رضيا. And make him a blessed person. And you will be happy with him. ترضى عنه يا رب. اجعله من الذين رضيت عنهم. This is what the supplication of Sayyidina Zakaria was mentioned in the beginning of this surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him glad tidings. We're going to stop here. You know, Allah gave him glad tidings. Allah called him out and said, "Oh Zakaria, we gave you a son, a boy." His name, and Allah named him for Sayyidina Zakaria. اسمه يحيى. His name is يحيى, John. Allah named him, and no one has that name before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will study for next time, inshallah. يحيى means the one who lives longer. How come that Sayyidina Zakaria get killed when he was young? How come that Allah called him Yahya? Yahya min al-Hayah. Al-Hayah means the one who will live long life. Is it something really confusing? Because Allah named him Yahya and he got killed when he was in early age. Is it something really confusing, or why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him Yahya? And some people will really ask you, you know, you have mistake in your Quran, because they said Yahya, the Yahya means the one who lives longer, and he get killed when he was young, and this is, you know, as a lie in your book or in your the revelations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will learn about this for next time, inshallah, next Friday. But this is only the 6 verses that we study today. And if you would like to learn about how to memorize them, just if you take my advice, try and put yourself on the spot and say, "Oh Allah, help me out." Any condition now, we learned from the story of Sayyidina Zakaria, even if we have no tools, if we have no means to achieve any condition, except just put our trust in Allah, and we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will make it possible for us. This is what we need to learn from the story of Sayyidina Zakaria, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you would like to recite the verses one more time for you, I would be happy to make it for you guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
One more time? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا. جزاكم الله خير. Do you have any question before we conclude our meeting today before Salah? Do you have any question within these verses? Something wasn't clear for you, or something really confusing for you, sisters? Brothers, huh? You good? Ahmed, do you have questions?
Alhamdulillah.
Huh? is it clear for you guys? Make sense for you and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start the surah with the Sayyidina Zakaria story? Yeah.
So when you were explaining with the situation of Zakaria alayhi salam, and his tongue, Allah, his bones hurt, can you explain one more time how that correlates with like the whole dealing with the fire?
When the bones is hurt, is this a sign for weakness or strength?
Weakness.
The weak person, do you think he's able to do something for himself? Or he needs somebody to do it for him? And this is the sign that he said, "Oh Allah, I'm very weak. I have nothing to do for myself. But if this is, comes from you, yeah, I believe in you. I trusted you." And this is why, you know, like when you, when the person, you know, act as a guilty person, and the judge will ask him, "Do you agree to testify that you are guilty, and we're gonna give you a minor punishment? Or if you resist and say, 'I'm not guilty,' we're gonna make it difficult for you." Make sense now? And the person, he will say, "Yeah, I do agree that I'm guilty." And the judge will give him, you know, a light punishment. And this is when you say, "Oh Allah, I can do nothing for myself. Unless if you help me out, yeah, it will be possible." So when we really go away from our power and just we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the good condition for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I can do everything for myself, why I do need help from you or other people? You know, I have the money, I have the power, I can do everything for me. And this is always the person who empower himself, you know, he will go astray. Except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided there. You know, when the person feels that he has a power, he has a money, he can do whatever he wants, you know, most of them, they go astray. Because they don't need the help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But when the person really lose his money and his wealth and his, you know, health, oh Allah, help me out. I'm very sick. And this is why Sayyidina Zakaria started his supplication with the condition, "I can do anything with the normal condition that I have right now. I'm very old. My bones is hurting, my gray hair spread everywhere, yeah? And also my wife, she's not able to be pregnant. What do you want? You asking, you know, for a river in the Sahara, in desert?" This is the point. And we have to be wise, as Sayyidina Zakaria, to make ourselves weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To appear in front of Allah, "We can do nothing, oh Allah, unless if you really choose to help us out." Make sense? No? Any other question? No.
Can you go over the lineage of the prophets again?
Say again.
Earlier in the lecture you were talking about which prophets came from who?
For the offsprings of the prophet,
yeah.
We have Sayyidina Ibrahim. They call the father of prophets, Abu al-Anbiya, Ibrahim. Why? Because his offspring, the one side, Sayyidina Ishaq. Make sense? From Sayyidina Sarah. And the other son, Sayyidina Ismail, from Sayyidina Hajar, the Egyptian lady. Except when he left his son and his wife near to Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And Sayyidina Ismail, from his offspring, only Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no other prophet in this side. But from Sayyidina Ishaq, all the prophets and the messengers of Bani Israel came from Sayyidina Ishaq. Sayyidina Ishaq and his son, Yaqub, Jacob, the father of Sayyidina Yusuf. And Al-Asbat, which is the sibling of Sayyidina Yusuf, his brothers. the 12 children together. They called an asbat. And after that, all the prophets, you know, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa, all of them came from Sayyidina Ishaq, the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim. You know, all the prophets in that site, Sayyidina Zakaria, Sayyidina Yahya, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa, Sayyidina Harun, all of them, they came from the side of Sayyidina Ishaq, Isaac. Make sense for you now? Yeah. Any other question, guys? Good job, mashallah. We, you know, come to the end of the lecture, but we still have our program. Inshallah, after Maghrib prayer, we will enjoy, you know, socialization and, you know, pizza and other things, inshallah. Just, I need your feedback. Is it good way to continue, or do you need to change the way to really concentrate or to focus in one area of the lecture? What is your feedback? If you prefer to write it and just to send it back, it would be okay. If you would like to share with others, it's up to you guys. What do you like?